Welcome, y'all, to Critical Clicks. Your own clicks and my greatness.
That there's nothing I can do to save you.
Your own clicks.
Give it up for Jaws host,
PJ Bolan.
And Scott Cram Company Crampton.
Hey guys, it's Critical Clicks. Welcome to another episode where we put the hard R rating in Hero Clicks, words and things that we do for an intro. Anyway, we're doing a last minute cram session. It's my name. You should turn it off now. With none other than world champion Tyler Spies, everybody. Yay.
Former world champion.
No, that's not how it works at all, dude.
No, I'm washed up. Everybody knows it.
That. Do not start that, dude. That would be terrible for this game. I would lose my mind if I was like, oh, I've won nothing because I'm not currently the most immediate champion.
Well, until about a week ago, I was the reigning Ohio State champion, but I can't say that anymore.
It doesn't matter. The reigning, it just matters if you won it. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a little more interesting when you win it new. I mean, like, it has a little bit more of a pop, but like, you know, I mean, I'm also the world champion because Isaac put his title up for grabs because he's younger than me and I forced him to.
Yeah.
and I put my nothing up for grabs. So it worked out. So what are we going to do today, guys? We're going to talk about nationals and we're going to talk like team building a little bit. And you're just going to listen to me and Tyler go back and forth talking about how to build teams, what we're looking at. On this show, I actually share builds and share teams and stuff like that. And Tyler will share as much as he feels comfortable with. So do you want me to go first, Tyler, or do you want to go first?
I guess I could start. It's a little weird because I think that we are like diametrically opposed in how we build teams because
that shit.
Yeah, I very much like theme teams. The main reason is going first because I like to be able to sort of like assert myself and have the tempo of the game. And I know that you last episode you took issue with the word tempo from PJ, so I think we're a little different on that.
I suppose. So I'll tell you why. Basically, theme team or not, I don't tend to win map. So there's a level where, yes, I do win map, but then it really just comes down to who am I playing, right? So if I have a plus 10 theme team, I win map unless I go up against a plus 10 theme team. And then what happens if I don't win map? So if I have this theme team and I'm very good on this particular map, then what happens when I don't win map? So I would rather hypothetically lose map and build to go second and build everything I do with the likeliest opportunity, of me going second then, or just make that happen than doing the reverse. Now I understand the advantages. You really know what you're doing on this particular map. And then I don't as much, but I do have better figures.
Yeah. Generally most of the time you'd have to make a sacrifice for having a full team. And the one that I sort of am on right now, it's like right on the edge where it's only a plus 7. So it's definitely not a guaranteed win map, but there's a lot of like low themes or no themes. Yeah. There's a lot of fives.
I also think, what do you think the theme team, I don't want to spoil it, but I have mine down. How many, what percentage will not run a theme team?
I think it's going to be higher than past years.
Higher than the last two, I think.
I would guess, I would say 35 to 40% of the field is not going to be a theme team.
I think it's going to be probably 30%. So we're right about there. I think because when people, one of the biggest reasons is if people, there's going to be 120 people or whatever, right? Or as I like to call it, just a little bit more than the Kilted Classic. Currently in the final. It is actually just a little bit. It's only 10 people more.
Right.
But I do think that most people, when they push comes to shove, they're going to build like something easy, and easy is Avengers right now. Yeah. And Immortal Hulk is very easy to go on a theme team. And then Rule is just a very easy theme team. I would say Fantastic Four, but that's definitely the hardest team to play, I think.
It's hard to play that team. It's easy to build, like to make the team, but then it's hard to play it.
Yeah. I mean, it gives me a headache, the options of that. I'm terrified of playing against a Fantastic Four team. Then the judge saying first action, and they haven't even put their team down yet. 10 right. minutes into the game, they place their team down. They take their third turn, and before I get my third turn, the game's over.
Hey, I'm hoping for the game to be over on turn three. That's my goal.
Well, no, I'm saying like I don't get my turn three. Like I just get turn one barrier.
Right. Yeah.
Turn two, and that's deadly right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you like theme team. So you build theme team. I think that most of the time, if you're plus seven, you're getting a plus two to win map, which is probably like what, a 20% extra chance.
Yeah, I think it's like 75-25 or something like that. If you're plus two.
Sure. What is the potential like for you in general? Like, so what are you, what theme are you looking at?
I wanted to, just to go through it real quick, I liked Cosmic a lot. I thought it had a lot of potential for an aggressive Cosmic team, which you don't use. That's not normal. Normally it's like sort of passive, you know, Unimind's in the past, things like that, Dark Side now. But I thought there was a lot of potential with the aggressive Cosmic team. So I started with that. I really like Super Skrull.
I love Super Skrull.
I like God him. Damn,
I love Super Skrull.
Yeah. A lot of people are playing him defensively, but he's got a lot of offensive potential.
You know.
So I started with two of him. Dark Phoenix is criminally underrated. I think she was just as good as Surtur was.
I don't think she's underrated. I can't remember a team that I played recently that doesn't have her on it. So
okay.
That's played fair. Like I would say she's 40% of the field, which is a lot considering she breaks most themes.
Right. Yeah. So I liked her. Franklin is really good. The main problem with Cosmic right now is that it lacks leadership a lot. The only two options are Starter Doom and God Doom, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. Wow. Really?
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, you can play like, for instance, I'm playing Franklin Richards and I'm picking leadership almost every turn just because I need the access. Yeah. There's just nothing else. I experimented with Franklin Richards. But basically my issue was I like being aggressive. The Super Skrulls weren't aggressive enough for me. They had a lot of offensive potential, but they didn't, the mobility was really lacking.
Yeah, they really do have to saunter up there. And in Heroclix right now, man, things are really over turn fast. 4 or 5. Like, Heroclix is fast right now, which is very convenient for it being online. Because if it was what it was maybe 2 years ago, you don't get to turn 9 very often in online play. It's just not happening right now. There's too many, like, let me look up this figure, let me do this, let me do that, and I'm doing it myself, so this isn't me calling out anybody, but it's just too fucking slow, man. Like,
I actually disagree with that. I feel like online games go faster because you're not fiddling with the clicks. You like everything's just right there. You don't gotta. There's no putting everything in the box, taking everything out.
I think if you're perfect at it, yes. I think the potential is there, but I think the reality is not.
Yeah,
like,
but
how about this? I won not tonight's win a map, but the last win a map, and one of the games my opponent didn't get his third turn.
That's sad.
And I haven't played a game that's gone 5 turns. I don't think I've played one yet. No. I feel like it must have happened, but like I can't recall it. We just ran a time, and it was my 4th turn.
All right. Well, I could see it, especially if with people that aren't practicing it for sure. But yeah, the issue was I basically my Super Skrulls couldn't get to their starting area turn two, and you absolutely have to do that in today's meta. Like, there's just so much aggression. Yeah, so I ended up having to take her out, and I put on Captain Marvel, because she's really good, and she has Cosmic Keyword.
She does. I've heard Captain Marvel's good.
Yeah. And so basically the team is... it's like a bunch of Dark Phoenixes, Franklin, Captain Marvel, Brainiac.
Three?
Yeah. No, I'm actually... So I'm playing four Dark Phoenixes. So the full team is four Dark Phoenixes, Franklin Richards, Captain Marvel, Brainiac, and then Symbiote and the Iceberg Lounge map bonus.
Okay, so you play against Batman, they win map. What do you do?
Playing, I mean, they kill two of my Dark Phoenixes, or they... It depends on if they can, like, if they have exo specs that kill them. If not, they're mind controlling a bunch of stuff. I'm banking on being able to retaliate turn two and attacking them with Chewie and Captain Marvel turn two is the goal.
Okay.
A Dark Phoenix, if you get Dark Phoenix retail on a Justice League team, like, you're gonna, it's gonna devastate it, right?
That's true. What about Vulture?
Vulture, so it depends on the build again. If it is the full like plus nine shield Vulture,
it's not the good it's the you win map Vulture team. Let's try that.
Sure, that one's not that bad. I practiced against something similar to your team with it was like Jason, Vulture, Magneto, I think VVD.
VVD? Oh,
Valerian Von Doom. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys make that a thing.
Well, no, it needs to be a thing.
Needs to be a thing because it's. I like to call her. Can't we make it Placey Place, Valerian Von Doom? Because yeah, she places people. I like Placey Place one.
Yeah, but basically, so like I said, I want to be real aggressive with it. So I sort of, so my turn one is normally equipping Captain Marvel and then carrying her up and Franklin up with two of the Dark Phoenixes. So they can move really far up. They place. So I'm threatening you with two Dark Phoenixes that can shoot you in your starting area. Anvil, Captain Marvel that can reach your back line and drop a Chewie, and then you just sort of have to figure out what you want to do, and then I'm hoping that I can hit you harder the next turn is the goal. Kind of how the team works.
Yeah. So in a weird sense, you're playing in the same idea that I'm playing with, which is you're not going to attack first. You're not going to get that first.
Right. Yes.
Interesting. So you're playing theme, but also the same scenario I am, in a sense.
Right. Where it's just a bunch of threats. And I initially wanted to build like sort of a hyper aggressive team. It sort of shifted into whales. It's kind of a whales team because I got Colossals. I carry them up. I have a bunch of threats and retails in the back, and I'm asking the opponent, what are they going to do about it?
It plays forward. I like it.
Yeah, it plays similar. Obviously it's not the exact same. I still miss whales. But I said it when I was playing whales, I'll say it now. Iceberg Lounge is such a good map bonus, especially now, because there's so many low theme team or no theme teams, and they're all playing like two objects.
Yeah, so, everyone's in two or three objects. So right. I just got Iceberg Lounge my second to my last game. Mm-hmm. So I just got Iceberg Lounge, and I mind control chained because he had the guys up there. I mind controlled the thing. I got his entire team.
Yeah, I mean, that's what when I practice against the Vulture Jason team, that's what he did to me. I can leave two of my Phoenixes in the back row, and so he can't kill them, so I still get a retail, especially if a Phoenix is left alive.
Well, you don't get to retail Jason unless I mind control Jason. I just never mind control Kalat. If I'm playing Jason, unless I have the incandescence ring or whatever gives me precision strike, I never mind control a Colossal.
Oh, okay. So will you just mind control the what, two seals and a Captain Marvel,
I guess. Yeah, that's interesting. I might if you have 120 points of Dark Phoenix, and you're playing me on Iceberg Lounge. So what I would do hypothetically is, so I should tell you my team. Let's start with that. So I have to make a decision too. I'm really a little bit on the fence as well. So I'll go through mine a little bit. So I have Jason and Vulture, which is a very common thing that I've been running now for like a while. It's my favorite 135 points because it's Jason Vulture arms. It's a hell of 135 points. Two characters that can technically attack or hit every single character. If things go super right, I have made 25 attacks on you in one. You know, yep. And I still have that much more points. So I love that. Then, you know, for me, I do try to build synergy. So characters go in and out here and there. I had Dr. Fantastic for a while, and I still think that's very good. I just couldn't beat Batman. I couldn't get enough barrier. There's too many teams that were just in my grill. That being said, I did win Ohio State's with it. So there's a why am I not playing it scenario. Sure. So I took off Dr. Fantastic. I added in Dark Phoenix and Tri-Sentinel. So it makes it kind of hard to figure out what map to play me, which is basically the Lucas strategy there. So a quick nod to Lucas right there. And then I play play Proteus, which is definitely the best thing on my team. Wow. I cannot tell you how I think how good I think 10-point Proteus is. Okay. I want to say it out loud. I think 10-point Proteus is the absolute bee's knees of HeroClix. You equip three things, you get three squares of barrier. That's amazing. You know, like you're just doing your normal turn and then on the cash bearing up. And if they put you on a terrible map where you're like, oh, there's hindering everywhere, Proteus doesn't care. He's not technically doing barrier. He's doing some other weird version of barrier that just places terrain like Franklin Richards. So it's good. So hypothetically, if I was to do that, so then my big thing now is I've added Traitor to the team. I used to have Magneto. The problem is he doesn't synergize well with Proteus. And I am the team's just large. It's hard to protect. And I just couldn't get the barrier. So I was using the double perplex Everett Ross and Magneto. And instead now I'm using Traitor. And Traitor has perplex. He has an object that has perplex. If he trades it with somebody, they have perplex. So that's technically two perplexes. And he has TK. That's basically Magneto. If I desperately need to double spin, I still can because he's Traitor. So I still have all the options. It just makes the team significantly more highly convoluted and harder to play. It like upsets.
Valeria.
What's that? And then.
Plan.
Yeah, the final thing on there is Valeria.
Okay.
So Jason, Vulture, Ockarm, Spin Ring, Tri-Sentinel, Dark Phoenix, Valeria Von Doom, Proteus, Iron Avengers Assemble, Traitor, Zero Ring.
Yeah, okay.
If I was to hypothetically attack you, or what I do now is if you put me on a indoor map, then I attack you, but then I barrier around the character that attacked you. So, like, that's kind of what I do. I generally, if I'm playing against, like, a Batman or something that's just attacking me from their starting area, it's pretty easy for me to produce around 9 to 10 squares of barrier.
Do free actions trigger it?
No. But I have the zero ring. So it depends. Yes. Like I'm not, right. You don't always get everything that you want. So like, just as a vague generalization of what can happen, doesn't always, like I can roll low. If I can get Valeria to equip herself, she actually equips herself usually with the barrier ring. which is kind of ridiculous, but is kind of what happens. So she ends up equipping herself with either the spin or the barrier. Tri-Sentinel can go out, get a ring for Jason, and then I swap for that, and I use autonomous TK with Chaos to get the other one under Vulture. So that's kind of what I'm doing. You guys say the word a lot. Lucas says it a lot. It's tempo or whatever. I'm kind of trying to figure out my tempo. Like, what is my team really doing? That's my problem, because my team does way goddamn too much.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was last action and we weren't sure who won, but hypothetically in that last game I just played in Winamap, I didn't win, but my last action was happening and I walked Valeria like 8 squares and put a barrier 3 squares away because of the stupid Proteus, and then ran up with Tri-Sentinel and blew it to kill his Oz for what would have been game. I was just like, literally there was like some weird glitch and I'm like, or I had lost the first game. You know, I lost to, do you know, I had, this team has not lost yet, and do you know what I finally lost to?
No.
Onslaught Valeria Von Doom Iceman.
I love that team. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was bonkers, I will say that. Him doing the free in cap close attack and then moving me 9 squares away.
Nope. After you carry her up with that, that's
yeah, cool. was bonkers. There's just so much to remember. What I'm doing is I'm putting post-it notes on things in order. So I'm like, I have leadership here. How many hits and how many misses do I have? Don't free move Valeria if Phoenix can retaliate, but it's right, okay, yeah, if you're retaliating with
yes, it's a lot. I have all the same problems with hits and misses, and it's like, oh man, I really want to sidestep carry to get a perplex off before I retail. Oh, but then I can't, and then, you know. It's like, oh, I can actually move and carry somebody into Valeria so she deals the damage so I can retail now. Oh, no, but then I place so I can't do it.
Wait, can you not sidestep? What's the place thing? Can you not carry a character?
Yeah, because it's a placement effect.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, it's placement, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I hate that I keep learning shit. I learned today that the mind control thing, I didn't realize it worked like that. It says in mind control, you get a move and you get an attack. I didn't realize that if you moved and didn't hit the thing, you didn't get the breakaway.
Right. Because it says that if you break away,
because breakaway says that, but not mind control. This is the worst game. Why do we play this?
I don't know. You can place Chewy in like, but beside Valeria, and that doesn't deal damage, even though it literally says you place them. It's not the same type of place, even though it's still place. There needs to be a capitalized place and a lowercase place, maybe.
Yes, that would be great. So we could be more like robots. Like, why don't we just 0-1?
Yeah, just code.
0-1-1. Right. All right. Yeah. So Tyler, for all the people playing right now, how do you like? So you try. You start with what theme team do I like? Start with.
Kinda, yeah. It's more like a character that I want to build around. I think's good enough, I guess.
I start with that too. I start with what character do I want to build around. So for me, it's pretty much usually Vulture right now. I do change. I do change frequently. This is probably the longest I've been on a character for, like, probably since Jean Marie in 2006 or 7. I usually am just like, they're dead to me, but they haven't been making a lot of characters that can flurry endlessly attack a team.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
Thank God for that. Yes. Instead, they're making 30-point characters that just deal damage randomly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And for some reason, I can't tell you why, but I found Valeria hard to kill. I don't know why, but she's a little bit harder to kill than she would appear she is.
I mean, she definitely can, but depending on the team. I mean, she's 20 from range, so it can be annoying.
Yeah, she's not just like this instant kill where you assume she would be. So she's relatively safe. I'm trying to figure out my cadence with aggression. So for me, yeah, I think of first characters I like, but I try to think of what other people are playing first. And then what do I do about that? So, for example, right now, what I'm not seeing is a lot of tent poles. I feel safe to say that, like, my team is not good against Darkseid, for example. Yeah, it's also not good against Onslaught.
I don't see how. Can you not just burn through him? Do you not have the damage? I guess maybe you don't.
I do have the damage, but, like, basically, I played a little aggressive. I didn't play it smart. He played on a – he got rid of my Ock Arms turn one, so I start with that. He's one of the only teams that can do that. I can't mind control him, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
I also attacked, and I'm not kidding, 20 different times and never hit him once.
Was it just rollouts? He just hits all the rollouts?
He never hit a rollout. But that's not the big thing. The big thing that I learned, like, it is a good matchup for him. Like, my team does really well with barrier. That doesn't matter to Onslaught. Does very well with range from far away. Doesn't matter to Onslaught. Very good with chain mind control. Doesn't matter with Onslaught. Very good with flurry. He takes away my flurry. So really, and then he has Valeria. I have Valeria. So there's still a bunch of times where I almost killed him and it just never worked out. You know, it was just nothing ever worked out. Right at the end, I'm like, I just have Jason. I was still able to flurry. I never killed his Valeria, which is just embarrassing.
Right. Yeah.
I had the cat flurry 12 attack on Valeria 17 and never hit him.
Yeah. I mean, are you not, do you have, your problem on the team? I don't think you do, right?
Yeah, I do. Iron Avenger. Some of the things that the other thing I'm preparing for right now is how ungodly fast and mobile teams are. That's what I immediately changed. Mm-hmm. That's when I realized that every team is in your starting area turn two. Every team. Like, there's almost nothing that is not aggressively attacking. If you go second, your first turn needs to be aggressively defending yourself.
Yes, or
that's not always the case, man. I always go second, and that's not always the case. A lot of times you equip, maybe sidestep up. Can they actually get across the board? No. Are they really going to move up halfway when I have Vulture? Usually the answer is no. They're probably going to equip their objects. And now you equip your objects and you're halfway across the board and you're just going to run and double token yourself and attack me five times or something like that. So I think the most underrated thing right now is barrier. That's what I think.
I could see that. Let me think. I mean, it's obvious it's good against Batman. It's an answer to Vulture. There's a lot of stuff.
The best answer to Vulture. I just want to say Vulture as I would say the second best Vulture player to the guy who won the national championship with Vulture.
Sure.
And probably really the fifth or sixth. I just haven't played them yet. I will say that Vulture does not deal well with barrier. If you can get legit 8 barrier out there, most of the time you're not going to be able to get sling Vulture across the board and shoot barrier. It's just really unlikely. So
I feel Widow isn't that sad about barrier just because she can move up and drop her recruit to break it. And then, you know, hopefully hypersonic through them and drop a Chewy back there or something.
That's what happens when you have 4 barrier. Yes, I think that double barrier is. I just don't think a lot of teams can get across the map and deal with double barrier well. That's where I'm at.
But then you have to also be able to do something after your barrier, you know.
Which is why I'm saying Proteus is the best character in HeroClix right now.
That seems extreme. I think he's really good. I wouldn't even call him the best 10 points in New York right now.
Okay, that's fair. I think in this exact meta, in this exact right now, Proteus is fucking fantastic. So what do you I said I'd keep this short because it was a surprise episode. But tell me what you're thinking about potentially changing. Because right now, if I saw your team, I think I'd be pretty thrilled unless you put me on some kind of perfect map that I'm not thinking of. And
well, I'm playing Iceberg Lounge. That's what I'm playing.
Well, that's a really like, I mean, I don't know what you're doing. How you like, how far can you just move up with Phoenixes?
Yeah, just move up. You can shoot me if you want. It's hard to kill Captain Marvel. It's impossible to kill Franklin, I think. And then, yeah, you have to do something. Because the Phoenixes can shoot back row. I can hypersonic to back row. I can drop shoot in back row. So, like, you're getting hit five times.
I have 10 squares of barrier that I normally put up. So it will be very, very, very hard for you to get Vulture. Not impossible, but very hard. You don't have a lot of perplex. But I don't know. I think I would probably mind control chain you. I could be crazy, but I think that I would do that and then hope that you can't blow enough barrier. And you might be able to, though. What's that?
That was what the other guy did. He didn't barrier, but he did the mind control chain with Jason.
Yeah, I can also have a chance to get you back, and I don't technically have to mind control I could just attack with Franklin on a Phoenix. If I kill one, that's amazing. Attack with Captain Marvel and then potentially move you back just to buy a turn. I don't know.
Something that you do have to be aware of, and everybody should be aware of this, is your Valeria's pen damage is not a May. So if I place within four of her, I get to retell you. So just be aware of that. It's the same as Mystics. So
what?
I've TK'd my own Franklin. Franklin has TK'd himself into range of Valeria so that I could get a retell off before. I can't really do it with
Phoenixes. If I had known that, I would have won that Onslaught matchup because I set my character down near Valeria. And I took the damage to do it, but I could have then retail with Phoenix. That's phenomenal. No,
you can't retail with Phoenix because it's a place. You could retail with Tri-Sentinel because she can't do it after the place. That's why it sucks.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. You can do it with the old ones. You can do it with something like the Ghost Rider, I think. So just be aware of that.
I am actually considering playing, instead of my team, 300-point Ghost Riders. I think I win. Every time you hit me, you take maybe 3 damage. So, boom. Game, set, match, my friends.
As far as changes, one of the main ones that I've really been struggling with is taking off Franklin and Brainiac and putting on Lockjaw. It does very similar things. I don't normally have the... I would say like 70% of my games, my Brainiac is sort of just sitting in the back because I don't have the movement to carry him up there.
Can't you just sidestep him a lot or no?
I can sidestep him some, but like I'm hoping, most games are decided by turn 3. Once it gets to turn 4, then I can sort of like sometimes carry him up fully for an outwit and using his free thing.
Who's your prime?
I do not have one.
Jesus.
Who should I have? What's a cosmic prime?
I mean, Q.
Yeah, that was the other one. I was dry. I had to experiment in dropping a Phoenix for a Q, but man, Q just dies. He just dies now.
I don't know. Like, I get you in most scenarios. I do. I don't know if he dies on your team as much because I think you're just really truly leaving him back behind a bunch of Dark Phoenixes, but.
Yeah, I've practiced with him for sure, but he just died. He just died to Black Widow pings, and there's more Pulse Wave going around now.
What are you seeing Pulse Wave? I'm not seeing a lot of Pulse Wave right now. That's one of the things I was saying that I wasn't seeing as much. Are you seeing with Franklin?
Franklin, people are running the Johnny Storm with Pulse Wave.
Yep.
What else was there?
There was one Fogs. Piece.
Yes, that was it. Yep. And then also just Valeria can ping him with the placement too.
I don't know. I hate saying it, but your team is probably scary because it has 4 Dark Phoenixes on it. And right. I think that's the reason that it's good. And I think if you take anything off, I assume you've, wrong Amazo.
I was having issues with the double Chase Widow team. And that's why I considered Lockjaw, because obviously he's not as weak to Black Widow as Franklin is. Franklin just gets wiped out. But yeah, that was one of the reasons.
I don't think Lockjaw is as good as he used to be. One, because it's just easier to do small damage right now. And just, it's a lot. Franklin's so much better. And now that games just don't go that long.
Yeah, no, I pick powers every turn, and I pick no defense powers 80% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, and like they can try to chew through 11 clicks, but it's going to take them like 2, 3, 4 actions, and then I'm attacking them with everything else on my team. Like, there's no way that's worth it. Obviously, sometimes there is, and I'll pick Invincible, and then it's just, like, almost impossible to get through 11 clicks, you know?
How do you deal, like, so you run up, how do you deal with somebody who's run, and you're playing on an open map, how do you deal with somebody who's running double ping or something with a Valeria?
To kill my Dark Phoenixes?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, or you kill my Dark Phoenixes, and then I have two more.
Gotcha.
I just retail. And then attack with the Dark Phoenix, and then attack with Marvel, and ping with Marvel, and then flurry with Chewie. And then normally, if they're up that far, I can sidestep attack with another Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the multiple attacker strategy has gone well for you. I think that, you know, one of the big things right now in the last few years is there's been a tremendous amount of non-focus, meaning like, I'll give you an example between a focus team and a non-focus team. Yours and my team are a non-focus team, because what is the thing that they have to kill first? And the answer is it depends, right? Like, who knows? Could be 100 different things. Whereas like a Vulture team, Vulture plus 9 Avengers team, if you kill a Vulture, you're done. If you kill Batman on a Batman team, probably done. And I've been finding the multiple threats, the choices, is the problem. And I also think that's the reason the game's slower right now, because choices are so fucking difficult. So my question to you, a traitor is very wacky, obviously.
Yeah, I have its style pulled up. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, so traitor allows me to get the to use the zero ring turn one if I need to. That's the otherwise he's basically Magneto plus the other guy, and the other guy, you know, the other guy's a little bit more reliable for the double perplex.
Why is he Magneto?
TK.
Oh, okay.
TK, and I already have a spin ring, and he can technically, if I want, if it's like so important, I can spin ring with Valeria, then give him the spin ring, and he can spin ring. So, like, if that's what's winning me this game, then I can do that.
You're saying TK with the spin ring equip?
He starts with one gem of any kind.
And you're giving him.
I generally give him TK and perplex. I very rarely. I just played the one matchup that I feel like that was a mistake. And I don't know what I should have played. The onslaught matchup is somehow that's not what to play, because they're so close to me to start. But I honestly don't know what I should have played.
Time gem comes to mind. Just another prob, right?
Yeah, might have helped. I didn't get. I only got 15 points in that game with my 20 attacks, and it's not because I hit and killed his Iceman, because Iceman, after killing every one of my characters, critically missed for his last with his free end cap.
Wow.
That was it. So yeah, if I can spin it to, if I can trade it to Jason, right, then Jason has perplex and TK. So then I have perplex with Traitor, perplex with Jason, perplex with Valeria Von Doom, and what's my other perplex? I have another perplex. Maybe I don't. Traitor, Jason. Yeah,
I mean, Jason can make one.
Right. What's that? And then
Kimi.
Yeah. And then Kitty, if I'm going to go in that direction, I would if I'm going to vulture you, I'm going to definitely not. I'm going to be like, I'll waste a pog. That's fine. God, that's interesting about Valeria von Doom, though, because that makes Dark Phoenix a lot better. So you can't TK because that's a placement. It
specifically does not make Dark Phoenix better.
Okay, specifically makes Tri-Sentinel better.
Tri-Sentinel, yes. It makes him really, he's already good, but, it's if they have a Valeria von Doom, you can retell them whenever you want. They can't really stop it.
You just got to get close enough. That is interesting. That is unique. That makes it better. So
I mean, Valeria's gonna have some weakness, right?
Yeah. So the real question is just it's a little the problem I have is I'm just clunky set up. What's the problem you have? What you're worried about one or two matchups?
There are some matchups that I'm worried. My main worry right now is I haven't practiced enough. I started a new job recently and I'm going through training to pass a licensing exam, so I got to do that. My main issue is that the team doesn't feel like it meshes as well as it should. Mainly my issue is Franklin. I feel like there's a better choice. Well, I wish there was a better choice than Franklin. I wish there was a cheap leadership that I could use and then another piece, you know?
I think you know what I would do, right?
You would do non-theme, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would play Captain Marvel because that's what you're playing, and I think that's a great use of 95 points. I would trade out one of the Phoenixes for Tri-Sentinel or something like that. And then, I don't know, I put Vulture or Batman or something because the prime slot is – it's kind of crazy that you're not playing one of – I mean, prime characters are just insane right now.
They are. I agree.
I mean, like, how good would Micron be being next to Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Just it's a rough example of, like, the 15th best prime.
See, but then I run into the issue that you talked about last round where it's not a full map reach team. The best I can do is, like, TK and Marvel. So I can get does that hit the back? I think that actually might hit the back. So it's 6 and 10 and then a range of 4. So 20, 22 by perplexes. So that's like something. But
Spin Ring's really good on Dark Phoenix. So is Magneto.
Yeah, that's true. There are ways to do it. But I mean, right now it's I'm sort of the design of the team is to move up and ask them, you know, what they can deal with.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there are worse things to deal with.
They're deaf.
And maybe, I don't know. You got the plus 7, so you're going to win against Fantastic Four map, most likely. I don't know exactly how you hit a 21 or 22 on a consistency basis.
When I get to pick map, he's mainly in 19, 20 if he perplexes, but it's not super hard to get. Well, for one, the Dark Phoenixes can attack from 10 away, so they don't care about Black Leopard.
Yeah, and what's interesting about Black Leopard, if you don't mind me going a quick tangent, is I played against Black Leopard now 30, 40 fucking times, and Black Leopard is not a defensive piece. He is an offensive piece, and he is a fantastic offensive piece, one of the best in the game.
That's what whenever he first got revealed, I said, this guy is going to go great on an Avengers alpha team. Like, you move up, they have a 17 defense. Like, you can perplex all of your damage instead of your attack.
Yep. It changes all the math to basically guaranteed hits all the time. And he's not bad. He's only bad when you look at his stats. But when you say that no matter what happens, he's attacking on a 17.
Right.
He's not bad at all.
It's not bad. Yeah.
And if they have a higher attack, which they usually do, then he's a 12 on a 17 with blades. And that's pretty good. I think Nightbringer Ring is the best thing to put on him. Because I think he is significantly better with stealth.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why one of the reasons he's good with the Fantastic Four team, because he gets stealth from us.
I think the differential in your team is there is you have basically impervious rollouts, right? And there is a theory that you've moved up so much that people aren't going to be able to equip well enough and yada, yada, yada. But I feel like you're sitting way too many points down at the end of the day. That's my personal opinion. I think that teams can hurt you so many different ways.
You just know what I'm giving points out? Like, I'm giving too many points, what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. Because, I mean, Dark Phoenixes are not invincible. Like, yes, no, we talk about, like, how they're 17. Will you roll one of them? Yeah, let's say you roll one, definitely. Or maybe, like, let's say you roll two imperviouses out of all the attacks. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's definitely, I mean, it's definitely a gamble that I'm sort of betting. Well, I'm basically betting I'll be able to hit you harder than you hit me.
Yeah.
And I, but, like I said, I
have just practiced two attacks. I can attack you with Vulture, and that's not great. I mean, you have a rollout, and he could stop really fast, but he could also not stop fast. You know what I'm saying?
So just like, yeah, again, well, if I go first against a Vulture, he can normally get, I mean, I against Vulture, I'm not an idiot, so I put them on opposite sides of the map. And you kill a Dark Phoenix and then hit either Carol or Franklin, right?
It's pretty much Jason mind controlling you and then Vulture, it feels like, I don't know, it feels like a lot.
And
or just even like a Captain Marvel can run through them. There's a lot of two Captain Marvel teams that can run through them. There's a lot of triple or quadruple attacks is my concern.
Yeah, there definitely is.
So many attacks. And then just like a random like Brainiac coming out or a Gorilla Grodd or something you didn't think about. And he rolls the right thing kind of stuff.
Yep.
That Brainiac come out and completely fuck me. Like just out of nowhere. Like just.
It's so dumb how good they are for 10 or 0 points.
Yes.
Like,
or zero.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
And the fact that they're like, oh yeah, if you roll, they're not dead. They just go back to your sideline.
Like, you can bring them on next
balls? Yeah. Why? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Brainiac could be $125 and that's reasonable. He could be $225 and that's reasonable. There's no team that he shouldn't be on except Amazo. And if you're playing Amazo, you shouldn't be playing.
Maybe Fantastic Four. I don't know if they need their whole sideline, but yeah.
Nobody should use your whole sideline. I'm saying that to all Fantastic Four right now. If you are playing a Fantastic Four team and you are using 9 of your sideline for Fantastic Four, and you're going to miss, you're going to crit miss or crit hit, and be like, oh wow, this would change the whole game, and I'm choosing not to, so I can have two additional options. That's fucking dumb. You need Black Vulcan, and you have a 7 sideline Fantastic Four at max, and you have Black Vulcan and Brainiac.
He is so dumb for 10 points.
He can change everything. He can in-cap 3 people and then damage them.
Why does he have a wit?
Why does he have all those powers? Why does he have all those powers? I don't understand. I'll be honest. Your team seems shaky to me. Wales was really, truly a tough decision because not a lot could get through him at that time in the meta. It feels, I mean, like a Captain Marvel is, man, a TK'd out Captain Marvel is getting through a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's so. I did say I haven't practiced as much this round. In my testing, let me think. Have I lost a game? I think I've lost. I lost one game to Double Marvel Widow, but then I beat her before in testing as well. And then, like I said, I had trouble with the double Chase Widow. But everything else I've done well against, I beat.
Do you guys think do you really think we're going to see a lot of them? I'm curious. I don't know how many we're going to see in Nationals. What percentage of the field are like a version of like Widow, Captain Marvel, Widow, and maybe it's Immortal Hulk. Maybe it's like two other pieces that are Avengers or something. But it's the basic core around that.
I think it should be a ton, right?
Should it? I don't know. I haven't run into anybody playing it yet. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wait.
Wait, I have. I played one winter map where one guy was playing it. It's an easier team to play because it's very obvious, but it's also...
It's very good. I don't know why you... Like, why aren't you running, Kerr?
Like, why am I not running Captain Marvel?
Yeah, why not? It's like, I think she's one of those pieces, like the top 10 or whatever that you call on any team. I don't know.
I think the cat is.
That's fair. You do have the cat on your team.
I run the cat with Jason. I just pay less for it. So yeah, I think the cat's amazing. And for teams, I have to like beg, borrow, and plead them not to play Captain Marvel so I can have selfishly
just
have
the cat.
I mean, that's what Jason is.
Miles and Gwen, dude.
9 times out of 10, Jason walks 8 and puts the cat down. And it's the exact same thing that Captain Marvel does.
he's the cat whisperer.
He is. He just has utilities. It's just option. All right, guys. So we should wrap up with Tyler here. I hope this helped in some way for all of you guys. Let's end with some quick advice. I'll give you a second, Tyler, to think of something. But my quick advice is this. Really nail out your first turn in 5 or 6 situations. I think that's so important. Your first turn is going to dictate the whole kind of tone of the game. And if you can nail out your first turn fast, like in 2 minutes or something like that, if you have that ability, you have a good shot of getting that extra turn or maybe 2 in a game where you might really need it. And then if you don't need it, you know, spend 25 minutes in your first turn. Who cares? but I say practice the most on your first turn. People think about, like, what am I going to do here? Spend very little time on some of the stuff we just did, which is theory crafting. What if it beats this? I think that is bad. I think you practice with what do you do if you have a team that does a lot of attacks. What do you do if you have a team with a lot of range? Those are the things you theory craft. Remove specific figures from theory crafting because you don't know if you're going to see them as much. It's just not that important. And everybody plays them different. It's better just to have a strategy of like, okay, this is a team that's running at me. This is a team that's going to arrange me. This is a team that can probably attack me 2 or 3 times. And what do I do about those scenarios? As opposed to just really being like, well, it loses to double pulse wave, or it loses to you putting Wolverine down with a flurry blades of 12. So those are my 2 things. 1, practice your first move. 2, don't spend endless time theory crafting. Put pieces on the board, actually play it out, how it's actually going to work, as opposed to talking it out, which is only so beneficial. Tyler, what are your thoughts?
It's hard to come up with advice that will help with 24 hours before you turn your build in. I would say practice, you know, but we got a limited amount of time. Just put your team on the map for sure, on the map that you're going to use, and draw lines of fire to it, to where you, because placement is the hardest part of this game. Nobody does it perfectly. Nobody plays a perfect game of HeroClix ever. That's there's right. always going to be except you, that is absolutely true. I amend that. but there's always going to be, oh man, I wish that I, you know, would have placed this guy one more forward or one more to the left where I could draw lines of fire to this. So definitely putting your team on the map is very beneficial. And like Scott said, moving out your first turn. After that, I agree with him. It's just sort of like, there's so many possibilities to what your opponent can do. It's sort of like you just have to play based on what they do at that point. I really can't plan past turn 2 on most teams. That's about it. I kind of just copied you, but
fair.
Just practice.
That's fair. Put your genius.
True. Put it on the map. That is vitally
put
important.
Put your dick on the map. That's right. Tyler's advice. Put the dick on the map. Plop that dick on the map. That's how it works. All right.
Same when it's a computer screen.
It's not the same. I will say, yeah. So everybody, good luck at Nationals. Unless you're playing Tyler, then I hope sincerely you die in a fire. And if you're playing me, I hope sincerely you're in the fire with the guy playing Tyler. So other than that, I hope all of you have great luck. And we hope to have a three-way final of me, Tyler, and you.
Wait. Phrasing. Okay.
Yeah, so many things wrong with the last few sentences of HeroClix. Thank God I'm not running for office anytime soon. And when I do, I'll be paying handsomely the people who record these episodes. I'll be taking it down so fast. And that's it. So this is Scott and Tyler reminding you that if you're not playing competitively,
you might as well be playing with yourself.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.
Critical Clicks, you've been listening to Critical Clicks, Critical Clicks, Critical Clicks.